to Explore. I'm Leda, and this is the regular podcast from the University of Exeter's Student Communications team. In each episode, we explore a different topic with students, staff and alumni, which reflects the richness of life within our global community. In this episode, we're talking about students as change agents, a scheme that empowers students to lead projects that will improve the uni experience for themselves and their peers. We're joined by Ella and Andrea, final year history students, who co-led a project to develop guidance on the use of content warnings in academia, and Rachel, our academic developer, who supported their project. Hello and welcome to you all. Ella, can you start by telling us what was it that made you want to apply to the Students as Change Agents scheme?
So hi, my name is Ella. I'm a third year history student, and this Student as Change Agent scheme was originally recommended to me by one of my supervisors. The topic was something that was incredibly important to me originally. As a history student, we deal a lot with difficult content. And in third year, we experience a lot of having to present such content throughout our course. And there's a lot of unsurety on how to handle such content. And going into this project, I really just wanted to provide some guidance going forward, anything to be able to help students and staff in positions such as I was in this year, and in facilitating a more inclusive environment. That was really what I wanted to get out of it, to be able to provide guidance going forward, because I think there's a lot of unsurety around this topic where there needn't be.
Andrea, can you tell us a little bit about the project and what you achieved?
So hi everyone, I'm Andrea, and I was also a final year student studying history and interested in the Students as Change Agents programme. As we kind of went through the project, we were particularly focused on content warnings and their effect for both staff and student, with the ultimate goal of having universal guidance that would be effective for everyone. That's quite a massive goal. So it's really this project indicated the first steps of how to achieve that, making sure that students and staff were aligned. And to do that, we created five interactive stations in which we explored the five W's of content warnings: who, what, where, when, why. And with that, we aimed to have communication with students and staff and make sure we're kind of all aligned on what we want from it, how it's effective for us differently, and essentially what the steps are to get universal guidance. Going through it, the most poignant thing was especially the panel discussion that we'd had with students and staff, where we shared experiences, both the best of content warnings and the worst of it, and really tried to get to the crux of the issue. Ultimately, with our blog, we've explored these issues, explored the most asked questions, and ended up with the key guidance for what to take going forward. The Students as Change Agents programme was nice enough to give us an exit kind of script to write, and from that we could really indicate the next steps from our project and track it in more of a tangible way. So we look forward to that becoming something real for the university.
You had some really creative interactive research methods as part of this project. Can you tell me a little bit about what they were and how you came up with the ideas to gather the information that way?
So a lot of the ideas really came right from us and in the ideation stage. I was in a meeting, I think we were what are the issues and how can we explore them? And as we were discussing as a group with Rachel and the wider team, we kind of very clearly pointed out that the issues are what are content warnings, who are they for? These five W kind of scenarios came very clearly because they were very kind of basic questions to answer from a university perspective. From then, we all agreed that it should be something creative, interactive and fun for both students and staff to engage with, not something that's burdensome, which is often the struggle of talking about things like content warnings. And from there, like the experiences of the past creative stations that the university have done, past projects kind of came to light. We came up with things such as Lego building blocks for where content warnings may take place. We also had just in the air kind of ideas like Scrabble board, which could build like a word cloud of content warnings and how they could be used. We encouraged people to be as kind of free with it, and therefore we had the most interesting discussions. I think the most creative ideas actually came from the questions raised on the day, and we used those in the panel discussion to guide it. So from every creative station, we picked the most interesting, the most out there ideas from the students and staff themselves, and we tried to use that as the board in which to answer all the questions anyone had and to have the most applicable conversation for the Exeter Learning community.
Ella, you and Andrea, you co-led the project. How did you find that? Were there particular challenges or benefits, do you think, from sharing those responsibilities?
First of all, Andrea was an excellent co-lead and I was very lucky to have her. The challenges definitely came with, we had little experience with, I would say, the real admin side of things. We really didn't know how to fill out forms and get permission, because there's a lot of that. So I would say the practical side of things was the most challenging, but our facilitators helped wonderfully with that. In terms of the benefits, having the real agency and being not an aide but a lead and really making executive decisions is something that I hadn't really experienced before on such projects. And yeah, having the final say was really great. And it felt like we were really, really able to implement our own changes. And that was the biggest benefit for me.
It sounds like this project was quite different from your usual studies. What do you think you gained from the experience in addition to studying for your degree?
I would say the ability to network really was a major plus that came out of this, and something that is going to be invaluable to me moving forward. In this process, we reached out to several networks, like the EDI network, we were working with the SACA network, and really hearing these people's perspectives on this issue within the planning process, we involved them and we gained their views, and that helped us to then carry the day forward. And we culminated the day in a final panel discussion that was also making contact with people we hadn't experienced before yet again. So I would say the networking and being able to interact on this issue and get opinions from so many people that are part of the university learning community is something that I've never had the experience of before. And it's taught me a skill that I think I'll really appreciate going forward in my education.
So yeah, having been at the uni for so long, I think this is really the first opportunity that both Ella and I had to be almost taken seriously as students alongside the staff in a way that was informative and in a way that we could add kind of valuable insight in. And especially, like, particularly the final conversation we had, which was with a wide array of staff who were asking us questions as though we were the experts and we were able to kind of give them information they hadn't had before, was something that was really kind of powerful for us and from a student perspective. And particularly with the name of the scheme, but in like students as change agents, we really felt effective and felt like we could do something. And following on from that, having actual published work in the works is something quite exciting and like valuable, and honing our skills, particularly as humanities students, we have to write a lot. So it's nice to see something come to fruition from it. So personally, like, I feel like it was an empowering experience, if anything. It was us as leaders and us as people who could incite actual tangible changes in the university, even just the first steps. And it was really exciting to be a part of.
And Rachel, coming to you, as a colleague in the university, can you tell us a bit about your role in taking this project forward?
So my name is Rachel Griffiths. I'm an academic developer leading a project on inclusive education practice. And we had come to the Student as Change Agent project because we were trying to wrestle with staff concern about some of the content they were teaching and wanting to understand from students how we could deliver that content better, how we could frame conversations better so that students felt able to fully engage in talking about difficult things and not feel their only option was to stay away. My role in the SECA project was really to facilitate the students to do their amazing thing, to do sort of maybe some of the heavy lifting on the boring organisation bit that helps the project management along and frees students up to be creative and do what they need to do. And it was wonderful to work alongside the students and watch them grow into the role and the incredible ideas that they had right from the very beginning to be able to support them to have their voices heard in the way that they wanted to, which was amazing. I think we often we want to do student engagement better as a university, but I think often we do that through sort of dipping into it through maybe surveys or asking an occasional question rather than properly working alongside them on a thing for a number of weeks and really sort of get to know the students and support them along the way. So yeah, I thought it was a fantastic project to be part of. I'm now in a position where I can take forward all of the students' recommendations, the incredible things that came out of the presentation they led, and start putting together some policy and practice and tips and advice for rolling out across the university.
So Ella, Rachel said that she'll be able to take forward your recommendations from this project. What would you like to see as the end result?
So I think we really saw this project as the first step towards implementing universal policy and guidelines. We just wanted to provide a starting point. And I think, you know, the blog post and the presentation resource that we collated could serve as just a resource for developing guidance documentation. We even talked about potentially a series of workshops that helps just create compassionate policies. So yeah, just using the resources that we've collated and using them as a baseline for more official policy.
Thinking about what you were hoping to get out of the Students as Change Agent scheme, do you feel like it met your expectations? Did you get everything out of it that you'd hoped?
Well, for me personally, I'm really incredibly proud of the project. I'm incredibly proud of all the work Andrea and I have put in. I thought this is wonderful. I have nothing but good things to say. I think we've really met the aims that we set out at the start. And yeah, I've loved being a part of this project and I hope it can be useful going forward. The feedback we've gotten has been amazing. And the support that we've received throughout this entire project from our facilitators and pretty much anyone we reached out to was phenomenal, and it's been a really rewarding experience, and we've felt that we've really been able to make a change.
So what would you say to anyone who was thinking about maybe applying to Students as Change Agents?
I would say Students as Change Agents is an incredibly rewarding experience. I would encourage anyone to do it. You have to be passionate about what you're holding your project on. You have to really want to make change. That's the whole point of the project. But if you're passionate and you're willing to really make change in the university learning community, then you should go for it, because it's an incredibly rewarding experience. You get out what you put in, and yeah, I would say do it.
Andrea, looking back, how do you feel about having managed this project?
I think initially, and as we were talking about it, and it was Ryan Hanley, our dissertation supervisor, who recommended both of us, content warnings has been something we came across, but not something we had a solution for. And it was really interesting and exciting to be part of an actual conversation about it from a staff perspective. It turns out, in at least in the history department, it is a massive discussion point. And we came in as the people who could inform and who could give an actual student perspective and who could be effective in that way. The discussion we ended up having with the staff was probably the most exceeded most expectations, because it was informative and we kind of discussed the burden of best practice and the issues around that and how we can then resolve and go ahead with the universal guidance. And we really identified something that is needed, what not just from students, but from staff. And it feels like the start of something that will last. So it's really nice to be a part of it. In terms of offering it to students, I think Ella said it perfectly. When you get out what you put into it, we were passionate about it, but we'd also had some experience from the other side and seeing an issue that you can actually resolve, getting some experience with things like Mural that will come up in our working lives, with leading talks, with all these kind of professional bits of experience that we don't really get access to on a daily basis, was really nice and exciting and rewarding. We ended up kind of genuinely leading a project and feeling responsible over something that came to being. And it was something that, yeah, as I said before, it's something that we can actually leave the university saying that we've had an impact on. And as we go forward in the next few years, it'd be nice to look back and see something that we'd started come to light. And it'll be better for students.
Thanks to Ella, Andrea and Rachel for their insights into their Students as Change Agents project. You can find out more about their work on our website at exeter.ac.uk/changeagents. Thank you for listening to Explore, the regular podcast from the Student Communications team. You can find more podcasts reflecting life at the University of Exeter by searching for Explore on your preferred podcast provider. You'll also be able to follow or subscribe for future episodes.